Today's Shir is Masechet Shavuos Daf Tez Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Yudal Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned Echra Nichnas Lazara. We spoke about somebody entering the Azara, but we also spoke in the Mishnah exactly what is the procedure for expanding the Azaras, expanding Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah listed an entire procedure, and the Gemara begins with a question, Menani Mili. From where do we learn that this is the halacha, that this is the way we're supposed to expand the gzara, the azara? And the way actually the Pnei Yeshua suggests, is that the Gemara's question is even much more fundamental. The Gemara's question is, from where in halacha do we find that there is indeed a procedure how to expand Yerushalayim? And that Yerushalayim cannot just be expanded by deciding that they should decide that Yerushalayim should be extended, or the Azaras be extended. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Simi bar Chiya, Damakra, the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasali Migdash Shechanti B'Soicham, Kechal Hashni Mara Yisach, Es Tavnas HaMishkan, Es Tavnas Kol Kelov, V'chei Tasu. Whatever the Pasuk says was done in the inauguration and the making the Mishkan should be done for Kain Tassel Adiris. It should be done for all future generations. So ask the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, that the Gemara is saying that everything should be done in the same way, we find that it wasn't that way. We know that the Beis Hamikdash Rishon began with Shmuel and David and Shlomo. The Beis Hamikdash Sheni was through Chagi Zechariah Malachi. The Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is described in Sefer Yecheskel. But we know that the rule is Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadish Dava B'Shenit Na'atayr, that a Navi can't institute any new rules. So how does that follow what we're just learning in the Pasuk of K'chol HaShnei Mara Oysach as Tavnas HaMishkav as Kalav Kein Tasu? Says the Chasam Sofer, what the way to understand that history is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me very clear instructions on how to build the Mishkan, and that is what I followed in my building of the Mishkan, says Moshe Rabbeinu, in all future generations, whenever there's going to be a situation that a Beis HaMikdash be built, there's going to be instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi, exactly what to do. So we're saying in our Gemara now that the way the Mishkan was built becomes the model to how all future Mishkan, but the Mikdash, will be built. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech and Navi. Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol with the Urim V'Tumim, and we had the Shivim Zakenim. So as Tosfos, but the Mishkan was built before Aaron was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, and therefore there was no Urim V'Tumim. So Ritva says that even though Aaron wasn't yet appointed to the position of being Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, wore a white beged, and not just that he wore a white beged, the Ritva suggests that he also wore the Urim V'Tumim, and he played the role of the Kohen Gadol. The Shivim Zikne Yisrael, say the Rishonim, are in the place of the Shivim Zakenim, that the Sanhedrin, the Shivim Zakenim that Moshe Rabbeinu had with him, that is, those were, they're the same as the Sanhedrin that we learned further. We're learning a Pasuk that the Torah is speaking that how to make the Mishkan. We know that the Mishkan had an Azara. But our Gemara is also, the Mishnah has been teaching us that this is not only the procedure that was followed for the building of the Mishkan, but rather that this was also the procedure of the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara and Yerushalayim. Where do we have that precedent in the Midbar? Says the Pnei Yeshua. The Azara that they had in the Mishkan that they had in the Beis HaMikdash corresponds to the Machna Shechina that they had in the Mishkan. Yushalayim corresponds to the Machna Yisrael that was in the Midbar. And he says that this procedure that the Torah identifies was not just used, had to be Mekadosh, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan and the Azara, but it actually was used similarly for the purpose of being Mekadosh, the entire Machna Yisrael in the Midbar. And therefore, it's most appropriate that it can be used, he says, as the model for expanding Yerushalayim as well. Masav Rava, to which Rava asks, the Brisa says, all the Kli HaMishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Mishichasa Mikdashtam, when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed them with the Shemana Mishcha, that gave them the Kedusha. Mikan Ve'elech, in future generations, how do they get inaugurated to be able to be used? The way they get inaugurated to be used is through their actual being used. But ask the Gemara, if we just learned that the Pasuk says, V'chein tassel adairis, so shouldn't this be, so then that should not be satisfactory, because we should have to have, like they had there, the Shemana Mishcha. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. It's different when we speak about the Kalim. Could the Pasuk says, V'hi b'yom k'lois Moshe l'hokam sa mishkan, v'imachshech oysom v'kadish oysom es kol kelov, v'imachshech v'kadish oysom. So may we learn, oysom Mashiach, the Kalim that were used at that time became kadosh through the Mashiach, v'leilu d'arish v'mashiach. But in future generations, that isn't what the way we're going to be Mekadosh the Kalim. In future generations, the way the Kalim become Kodesh is by they're using. So the Mefarshim ask a question. The Gemara says, If we're just saying that by the base of Mikdash, Mishichosam Mekadosh Don, that originally it was the Mashiach that was Mekadosh them, so that the corresponding words of our Gemara should have been Avadosam Mekadashtan, that using them gives them the Kedusha. Why did the wording change? Says the Sefer Paradis Yosef, that even though we're learning only the Kalim that were built by Moshe Rabbeinu and had this concept that the Mashiach made them into be Klei Sharis, there was another purpose in Moshe Rabbeinu's acts. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing is that for all future generations, when we're going to have a new Keli, and as we're learning now, that new Keli will not be inaugurated through the Mashiach. Why won't they need to be inaugurated through the Mashiach? Because the Mashiach that Moshe Rabbeinu originally made on the original Klei HaMishkan remains for all generations. Mashiachasa Mekadashtan, it's not that they don't have Mashiach, but rather the original Mashiach is what will remain for all future generations. And since it's what remains for all future generations, that's why it doesn't need to have a new Mashiach, because they already have the Mekadashtan. They already have the Kedusha from the original Mashiach. Ema, says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the Pasuk suggests the Gemara is Oysom, the Kalim that were built in the Mishkan were Mashiach. The Dairis, in future generations, Oybe Mashiach Avoida. You have an option how to be Mekadosh them, either through Mashiach or through Avoida. Amar Rapapa, to which Rapapa answers, Amar Kra, Ashiyar, the Pasuk speaks about the Kalim that will be used in all future generations. And the Pasuk says, Ashisharsim Abakodesh, Shatolam Akasab Rasheris. The Pasuk says that what counts is the Sheris. So says the Gemara, Hashta the Ksiv. So now that we're learning from the Pasuk of Ashisharsu, that the way the Kalim become Kodesh is by being used. So now we have a question, Oysam Lomali. So why do I need the Pasuk of Oysam to indicate that the Avoida is what inaugurates them? This Pasuk is very clear, answers the Gemara. Ilah kas rachmana oysam. If I didn't have the Pasuk of oysam, havamina hu de Mashiach, that the Kalim of the Mishkan became inaugurated through the Mashiach, the Dairis, the Mashiach va'avoida. the future generations need to have both. The kosev, the kain tasu. On one hand, the pasuk says the kain tasu the dairus, which indicates that that's what should be done for all future generations. And then I would think that you need both. Meit rachmana, so the Torah says oisam, that the future generations have yisharsu, that they used. And the word oisam comes to tell me, oisam mashicha v'lo dairus v'mashicha, that only that first generation have mashicha, future generations have only yisharsu, only have them being used, nothing else. We learned in the Mishnah that they also, in order to make this Kedusha of expansion, we have to have two carbon toides. So the Braisa describes these two toides. Tei toides shamru. The Chum said that we have to bring two toides. Belachman v'leibim sarum. We know that when a carbon toide is brought, with the carbon toide, there's brought 4 times 10 chalas. The 4 types of chalas are chametz, chalas matzah, rikike matzah, v'solos mervachas, which is also a form of a matzah. From each one of them, we make 10. We give 1 of the 10 to the kohen, and the other 9 are eaten by the owner of the carbon, just together with the meat that the owner who brought the carbon gets from the carbon taida, and they have the same rules as far as where and when may they be eaten. Says the Gemara. So now we're learning that we're speaking about the carbon taida of our Mishnah that's brought together as a part of the procedure of being mekadesh the city. We're talking about the two chalas. Asked about the chalas, mononymily. Asked Gemara, how do we know so? Amr Chizadam Makra, the Pasuk speaks about when Ezra and Nehemiah sanctified Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, V'amidash te'taydus g'dayos v'taluchas limin l'ba'al ha'chayma. Nebuchadnezzar brought the Sari Yehuda to the walls of Yerushalayim. The Taydus was standing outside of Yerushalayim as they wanted to expand Yerushalayim, and that's how they began the procedure. So now the Gemara drills down. The Pasuk says, Toidos gedolos, my gedolos, ilay memimin gadol mamish. When we speak about an animal that can be brought for a carbon, we could bring cattle, which are larger animals, or you could bring sheep, which are smaller animals. Neima, so if the Torah says, if the Pasuk means to say that they brought large animals for the carbon, so the Pasuk should have said parim, ela gedolos beminam. Maybe it means that of the type of animal that they brought the largest size of that animal. So it makes the Gemara a very important point. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really take note of the animal is bigger or smaller than the animal, the particular animal you're using? Vaktanya, the Pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about the animal that's brought for carbon oila, the Pasuk says, Ishirayot Nechayach. That's when you brought an animal as a carbon oila. The Pasuk, when it speaks about oila sa'oif, uses similar wording, Ishirayot Nechayach. When a person brings a mincha, which is even less because it's just flour and oil, the Pasuk says, Ishirayot Nechayach. From here, we learn, Melamed, Shechra Mab, Vechra Mamed, Vachicham, Sleep Lashmayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for the value. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, what is in my heart for bringing the carbon? But the Chassam Sofer makes a very important point. Even though the Gemara clearly is teaching us that Echra Marba Vechra Mabit, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at how much I spent, that's only when the person did what he could. When the person did what he could, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's all what's important to me. But if a person doesn't have the proper respect for a carbon, and therefore he brings something which is less valuable because he doesn't want to spend money on a carbon, that's something, of course, that's not acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, what does Gedolah mean? Gedolah Shebetayda, the biggest part of the carbon taida, and says the Gemara, what is the biggest part of the carbon? The chametz, the loaves that were brought as the chametz, that is what's most valuable. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, the the amount of flour that was used was 5 sav Yerushalmis, Shein Shosim et Barius. In Yerushalayim, they changed the size of the measures from what it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they added a sixth to the saw. But when they calculate a sixth, it's not like we calculate. When we use the number, when we say a sixth, we say a sixth of what we started. That's called milgav. When they added a sixth, it's a sixth milbar after the final number, shein shtei eifos, which this is a value of shtei eifos. The eifos shlosh esayim. So we have for this that esrim esaron, that each eifah has 10 esroinim. Asara were used for the chametz. Asara were used for the matzah. Ube matzah shlosh minim chalz rikike revuke. So we see that the lechem chametz was each made from one esaron, and the other 30 were made from a third of esaron. So we see that that's the biggest, and that was what was used to make the carbon. So here our Gemara taught us the very important concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at what is bigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at what is in our heart when we bring a carbon. What does that mean? Because when we speak, because there's a question as we understand this, how, this point in the Gemara. Because we know that often the halacha talks about hid a mitzvah, that we should do the mitzvah in a most beautiful fashion. And here we're saying that that's not really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at. So when we think about the concept of hid a mitzvah, there's two ways of looking at it. One, like, is at the object that's being used for the mitzvah. And then when you're using something for a mitzvah, use the nicest thing that you could use for a mitzvah. Or it's talking to the person. The person who's doing a mitzvah has to be doing the mitzvah in the best way that he can do it. So it seems that our Gemara is saying, Echra Mab of Echra Mamit, is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the actual carbon that's being brought, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a carbon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at how the way we're mekayim the mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is not a concept in the mitzvah. It's a concept in the person. I saw the Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, it says that the hid the mitzvahs, when the Gemara speaks about hid the mitzvah in different places, Masechta Bava Kama, Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara says talus no with tzitzis no. So the question is, the tzitzis are the mitzvah. So therefore we can understand why you have to make the nicest tzitzis. But why is there a point to have a talus no? So he says, from here we see that when we speak about hidden mitzvah, the hidden mitzvah doesn't only speak to the actual mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah speaks to whatever makes the mitzvah, the whatever is included in the mitzvah. And therefore the talus no is included in hidden mitzvah. So ask the Brisker Rav, if that's the case, somebody builds a home, so should there be a reason to build a beautiful home? Because I'm going to put up mezuzahs on my home, and that'll make it into a hidden mitzvah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Igros Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Simcha Pei Zayin makes a simple distinction. He says a person who buys a talus. So the talus that we wear nowadays, we wear the talus because to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. Otherwise, nobody would wear this type of beged. So since that's the reason we wear the talus, That makes that the mitzvah is the talus is therefore part of the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says talus no, but it wouldn't necessarily be the case by all other mitzvahs. But now that we've learned that what's important to Kadosh Baruch Hu is what's in our mind and our heart, that's what makes the mitzvah a mitzvah. So the question is, where the Shas Chus Marim Mintz discusses a shaila, where somebody had an esrig, a beautiful esrig, and he lent that esrig to somebody else, and the person, for whatever reason, the esrig got puzzled, and the person who made the esrig puzzled, disqualified, has to replace it. The esrig that he took was a beautiful, expensive esrig, and now he returns an esrig. It's a kosher esrig, but it's not of the type that he took. And the question is, what would be the halacha? And there's a suggestion based on our Gemara that since the value of the Esrig is not what makes the mitzvah into a mitzvah, what makes the mitzvah into a mitzvah is fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore the halacha is they should be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And actually, there's a Gemara that speaks about this. If somebody took an animal that belonged to somebody that he had been magdished an animal, he could replace it with a much less expensive animal because the carbon is a carbon. Therefore, he says, based on what our Gemara is teaching us, that as long as you do a mitzvah with your heart, that's all that's fine. That doesn't make a difference. But then I saw that the Shas Tshuva Stivri Yaakov says that indeed, when we speak about the mitzvah element, as the Gemara just said, it's all the same. But as we're learning now, this is what I think what he means to say. When somebody spends more money on an esrig, and it doesn't make the mitzvah more valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even though it doesn't make the mitzvah more valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it does show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that I cared about the mitzvah. And therefore, since it shows that I cared about the mitzvah, that gives value to the mitzvah. If that's the case, then maybe the fact that I now will... So now the question could be, I spent the money on the esrig. I showed that that's what's important to me. If now that esrig is no longer available to me, and I'm going to get back an esrig which is not of that value and that caliber, the hid the mitzvah I already fulfilled when I spent the money and went out of the way to buy such a mitzvah, which is a very bechidish, because can you fulfill the mitzvah, hid the mitzvah, when you're not doing the mitzvah? The Sefer Tzemach Tzadik explains, well, how do we understand Echra Marba v'Echra Mamed? There are two ways of approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Echra Marba, realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. V'Echra Mava, that we realize how small we are. If both are ways of approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but look, well, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is Bavachi Chavis Libel HaShemayim, that our intent is that we want to do Avodas Hashem. There are different ways to get there. Some ways is thinking about the great Hashem. Another way of thinking is that we're not that great, but as long as we're trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael says that Echra Marba V'Echra Mamed is what's the reason? Because if you have somebody who is a mamet, he wasn't able to do so much and able to do a mitzvah. But if what he did was that he took along with himself the machshava that he wants to do the mitzvah properly, that is more significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than just the person who spent a lot of money. But I saw a very interesting vart from the Michsa Lozen in Sefer Divrei Torah. We learn, the way we understand the Gemara is Echra Mavi v'Echra Mamet, is that HaKadosh Baruch says that both the person who did a lot for the mitzvah and one and the person who did not do a lot for the mitzvah, didn't spend a lot, what HaKadosh Baruch is looking for is Libel HaShemayim. So what the Gemara seems to be teaching us is that even though somebody was an Imamit, somebody did not put in that much into the mitzvah, but he did what he could and he had the right intention, that is all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for. He says just the opposite. He says that when somebody does a mitzvah, when somebody does the mitzvah, they try to do the mitzvah with, they think that if they were marba, if they did a lot in doing the mitzvah, they already did the mitzvah as much as they should have done. What the Torah is teaching us is just the opposite. That a marba, the Gemara is teaching us that you, the person who did the marba, so you think, I spent a lot of money in the mitzvah, I need not do any more. Teaches us that even though you were marba, we're going to give you credit. Then I saw another pshat from the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada's approach to this Gemara is different. He says, we know that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. and Chas V'Sholem, when he does an Aveira. Says the Gemara, Echra Marba, if when we do a mitzvah, the way we should look at the mitzvah is that the entire, we know that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah and other places says that a person is supposed to look at the world as if it's 50-50. And when you do something good, you tip the scale in the right direction. And Chas V'Sholem, the other way. Echra Marba, when you do a mitzvah the right way, what you're doing is you're being marba, you're tipping the scale in the direction that the world will now be more on the plus side. But if you don't do the mitzvah, then you're doing just the opposite. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami B'chama, Ein Azar Miskadeshes, Ela B'shiyari Mincha. When they walked around the wall, that they brought Karban Mincha, the Shiyari Mincha is that after, when you bring a Karban Mincha, the Kaimitz of the Karban Mincha is put on the Mizbeach. The rest of it, if it's not a Mincha that belongs to a Kain, is the Shirayim. And that's what's brought, that's what they circle around Yerushalayim with when they extend Yerushalayim. My Tama says the Gemara, Ki Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Dova Nechaba Mekacha. Just like Yerushalayim gets Mekudish by something that's eaten in the Lachme Taida. So we're looking to extend the Azara. So how do we extend the Azara? With something which is eaten in the Azara. Af Azara, Dova Nechaba Mekacha. And what is eaten in the Azara? The Shiari Mincha. Ask the Gemara, Ota Lachme Taida Bezar Milim Sachli. Is the Halacha that the chalas of the Karban Taida aren't eaten the Azara? Ella, says the Gemara, the way to understand is Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Dover HaNachal Bo, Vim Yoitzvimen and Nifsal, what is used to extend Yerushalayim? The loaves of the Karban Taida, which is something that if you eat in Yerushalayim, then fine. If you take it out of Yerushalayim, they become disqualified. Af Azara, when we speak about being Mekadosh Azara, we have to use something, Dover HaNachal Bo, something that could be eaten in the Azara, and that food, if it was taken out of the Azara, nifsal. Says the Gemara, Ima, if we speak about, if we're comparing the two, so why don't we say, Ma lahal and chametz, afka and chametz? Just like there it's done with the chalas that are chametz, so maybe the shiur mincha should only be done with chametz. Says the Gemara, how can we even think that way? The tisbara, minchas chametz miyika, can we have a mincha that's chametz? V'chi tema, the halach is loy safa chametz. The Torah Kedosh says that we shouldn't make the Karban Mincha into chametz. So says the Gemara, v'chi tema, what you'll do is that indeed you won't make the Karban Mincha chametz, but what you'll do is the machmetz al shirayim, that you'll make the shirayim into chametz, and then you use them to make kaddish bar. Ask the Gemara, how could that be a possibility? The pasuk says that we just quoted, "Lo yisafek chametz chelkem nosnatim oisa miishai." V'amar shlokish afilu chelkem the shirayim lo yisafek chametz. So therefore, that isn't an option. The Reb Sacha Doiv from Belz explains. Now we could understand the perek of mizmor soida, which was the perek that they said when they extended the azara. They said, "Boy shorah b'soida," when we want to extend the Azara, we bring the Karban Taida. Chatzroisav b'tehila, we say Shira v'zimra as we extend the Yerushalayim. And then we say Kitov Hashem l'chayim chazdoi v'dor v'dor minosoi, that the Kedusha that we give to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha that we give to Yerushalayim should remain for all generations. Our Kedusha of our Beit Knesset and Beit Midrashos is an extension of the Kedusha that Yerushalayim and the Azara had. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that there's no Kshiari Mincha that are Chametz? Alam Aloy, Efsha, the Mekadosh B'Shtei Alechem B'Tzeres. On Shavuos, we have to bring Shtei Alechem, and that Shtei Alechem was Chametz. Says the Gemara, Mishum Delei Efsha. To do it on Shavuos, to be the day to extend the Azara is not possible. Hey Chinavid, what do we want to do? Nivnei, to build the new wall, the Esmael before Shavuos, when the Kachim and Esmael, and make the inauguration before Yontif. Says the Gemara, they don't become Shtei Lechem, even though they actually bake the loaves before Shavuos, but they don't get the kedush of shtei lechem only on yontif when they shecht the shechitas hakotzim with the katshei. Only on yontif when they shecht that carbon do the shtei lechem get their kedusha. Nivni me'asmoil, build the wall yesterday. The katshei idna wait till yontif itself tim mekadeshit. Says the Gemara, that's also not possible. Could be in the kiddush b'shas abinyan. The act of kiddush has to be done at the time of the building of the wall. Nivne b'yontif and the katshei b'yontif, build it on yontif. Of course, that says the Gemara is not an option because ein b'inim beis hamikdash b'yontif. We don't build the beis hamikdash on yontif. And Rav Chasko Abramsky makes a nice point. He says when we speak about when we daven the musaf on Rosh Chodesh, we say Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tochin. By the Musaf on Yom Tovim, we don't say that. It says, he explains very nicely. On Rosh Chodesh, we're allowed to do work. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, we're mispalel that today, even Rosh Chodesh, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tochin, build a new Mizbeach. But in Yontif, as we just learned, we're not allowed to do so. So since we're not allowed to do so on Yontif, so we don't make a statement in Yontif, we daven that we should have the new Beis HaMikdash, but there's no indication that in any way we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. Nishafkil Basachi, let's leave the Shtei Lechem for after Yontif, and then the day after Yontif, for Nivnei V'Niktache, that's when we're going to build the new Beis HaMikdash, the new Ezara, and then bring that Shtei Lechem. Of course, that isn't an option, says the Gemara, because if slebelina, if you leave it overnight, it becomes possible. Nivne mimal yoyma, build it on erev yontif, v'neshay be'porta, and then leave over a trap to be built on yontif. Da'ad dekodesh yoyma la'alta nigma v'nekatshe. And as soon as yontif ends, then we're going to finish the building and bring those breads to use for the kiddush process. And it's not yet possible, Lina, and we don't need a whole night to build because they're just missing a drop. Says the Gemara, that isn't an option. Ein binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. Dama baya, minayin she'ein binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. How do we know we're not allowed to build a beis hamikdash by night? Shenema u'biyoyim hokum samishkan. From here we learn, biyoyim mekimai, you could put it up by day, b'layla ena mekimai. The night you can't. So therefore, there is no option. There is no way to use the shiur mincha that are not chametz. It's only going to have to be the regular shiur chametz mincha, which are not chametz. So now we're learning that you can only build the Beis HaMikdash by day. So the question is, that Rambam says that the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash applies to every Jew, men and women. But how could it apply to women if it can't be done by night? Then it should be considered a mitzvah say, shazman grama, and women we know are exempt from mitzvah say, shazam grama. So the Turi Evan says a chiddush. The Turi Evan says that a mitzvah that only happens once is not in the category of mitzvah say, shazman grama. And therefore, this mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash only happens once, and therefore, even though it's mitzvah say, shazam grama, it can't be done by night, it doesn't fall into the category. We learned that part of the procedure is bashir. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Shir Shal Toida, they used to say Mizma Toida, Bikinaris Beginvalim Ba'amitzal Tayim, they played all these instruments, Akalpina Valkunav Akalever Gedoyal Shibishlayim, they every corner and every stone, they would stop and sing, Vaimer Arimcha Hashem Kedusani, and they would say Shir Shal Begoyim, Vyesh Oimrim, they said Shir Shal Negoyim. Mandam of the Negoyim, which is the Shir of Yoshe B'Seser. Says the Mandam of the Goyim, the Ksiv Negro La Yikab Alecha in that parak. Or Mandam of the Goyim, because it says Yipra Mitzitcha Elef. Or Vava Menech Alecha La Yigosh. For Oimer, and then you say B'shesh B'seis Shaddai B'seil Shaka Yisloinon. Ad L'fiyata Hashem Machsi Elyon Santa Menecha. V'chayzav Mizmul L'soid V'baruch L'fnei Avshalom B'noi. Hashem Marabit Tzorai. Ad until we finish saying L'Hashem HaYeshua Aramimcha Sela. So here we learned that Yosh B'Seser is the Shir Shepel Goyim, Shir Shanagoyim. It's a very important Shira. When Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yirotz Shatisha Shkina V'Masi Yadeichem, V'Yinoim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, U'Masi Deinu Kain Aleinu, U'Masi Deinu Kain Neu. And then he said, Yoshev B'Seisa Elyon. The Gra says, what's Pshat B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinan? He says that before the Chet Egel, the Shechina was amongst us. After that terrible Avera, the Shechina left. As the Pasuk says, V'shalachti l'chonecha malach. Moshe Rabbeinu, at that point, was mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we want the Shechina Kedosha to be amongst us. So that's why, when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, he said, B'shel shakai yisloinon, that now the Shei, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be together with us. It's interesting to point out that the Chidosh says that this parak of Yosh B'Seisr has in it more than 800 letters, but the letter Zion doesn't appear in it, to teach us that somebody who says this parak doesn't need Kli Zion, doesn't need weapons. He has the best weapon that you could have, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the minhag, of course, also is that we say Yosh B'Seisr Motzei Shabbos after the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, because it's a shmira for the people who kept Shomer Shabbos, and in it says Kim Malocha of Yitzavolach L'Shmarcha B'Chol Drachecha, which the first letters of that pasuk stand for Kamil Avad, a person who is careful not to walk on Shabbos outside the mill, which is the Tchum Shabbos, that Davin's Matzah Shabbos, because I fulfilled Shabbos properly, that's why I should have the schus that you should protect me. Another pshat that I saw from the Imre Emes, that why do we say it on Matzah Shabbos? What do we do when we're saying Yosh B'Seisr? Shabbos is over, but even though Shabbos is really over, we are extending Shabbos, and through our extension of Shabbos, just like when we extend the Azara, we say this perek. It's appropriate when we extend the Kedusha of Shabbos, that when we extend the Kedusha of Shabbos, we're also saying this perek. It both have the same concept. When we're adding Kedusha, that's the right time to say this perek. Rav Shu ben Levi Omer, Omer lahu hani gru'o v'gani. Rav Shu ben Levi every night would say these psokim and then go to sleep. But as because of protection, asked the Gemara, "Hechi Oved Hachi? Why was he allowed to do so?" From Rav Shu ben Levi, "Asul Shabbos b'Divrei Torah. One can use Divrei Torah as a refuah, and here he's using it as a protection." Answers the Gemara, "Lahogin Shani. Here it was being used as a protection, not that he was sick already. Ella ki Amar Asur b'Dikamaka. When did Rav Shu ben Levi say it's Asur? When the person is already unfortunately sick." Asked the Gemara, "Ibe Dikamaka? If he has a makkah, usr, v'suloi, v'tanan, that's just also, haven't we learned in the Mishnah, Masech, the Sanhedrin, haloicha shalamakah, and somebody who's sick, and he says the pasuk of kol makkah, shesantim mitzrayim, lo'osu malach, k'nei Hashem reifecha, en l'chelik olam haba. Says the Gemara, we learned in that Gemara, that where does the Gemara express itself so sharply about somebody who does so? B'roi kikshanu, when he spits afterwards. Apparently that's what we did. So here we learned the halacha is that ein osla srapis b'divrei Torah. And that's the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simkuf Ayin Tes quotes. But of course the question is that we know that unfortunately when somebody's sick, the first things we do is we mispalel. And how can we do so when the pasuk, where we're learning here that it's not that way? So the Tzoftes Paneach, the Ragachev, explains that we need to understand why is the Gemara differentiate between somebody who's sick and somebody who's not sick using Divrei Torah. So the Ragachev explains that if somebody is sick, unfortunately, he's using the Torah as a protection, and that is disrespectful. But if you're using the Torah and you realize that all the Yeshua in the world comes from the Torah, then you're not using the Torah as a medicine, and therefore, it's permissible. And the chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Yun Beis, says if a person says tefillah, Tehillim, or Davins, says Tehillim, or Divrei Torah, and it is to be ma'orah him, it is to remind him that everything we have is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's exactly what the purpose of Torah is. And that's the purpose of Tehillim, all to make us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we utilize them in such a fashion, then of course it's mutter. Other Paiskim say that, essentially, the Ritva says this already, that if we're dealing with a situation of sakana, then everything would be permitted, because that's already a situation of sakanas nefashos. The Rambam already says that there are people that used to apparently write the names of malachim inside their mezuzahs to protect them from harm. He says that not only does this make the mezuzah puzzle, but it makes what you did puzzle. Because a person who does this is showing that he's putting up the mezuzah only for protection. But that's not why we put around the mezuzah. And we put up a mezuzah because that's what the mitzvah is. And when a person does a mitzvah, and he's doing the mitzvah because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, then, on the contrary, that's what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we don't. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Torah, if we realize that that if we learn Torah, that will bring us a refuah, that is not what is prohibited. What's prohibited is if we use Torah, and that's the only reason we learn Torah, because our entire intent of learning Torah is only to have a protection. That's what is unacceptable. But if we're learning Torah, and because we learn Torah, we become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is 100% permissible. Bezdin Mahalchim Shtei Toidus Achrayim, we learned in the Mishnah, the Bezdin follow with two Karmen Toidus. Lememer, the Bezdin Kamei Toidah Azli. So from here, it seems that the Bezdin walked in front of the Karmen Toidah. The Pasuk says, when the Pasuk in the Chaim describes when they did this procedure, the Pasuk says, V'yel Achrayim HaShia V'chatzi Sari Yehuda. Hakam, Bezdin Mahalchim, the Shtei Toidus Mahalchis, the Bezdin walk with two Karmen Toidus, or Bezdin Achrayim, and Bezdin walk behind. Case Mahalchis, how would they walk with them? The two Kahanim that were holding the Karmen Toidah were walking one alongside the other, one behind the other. So points out the Gemara. That they were walking alongside. So we can understand that when the Mishnah spoke about the Pnimius, it's the one that's Makarva L'chayma, the one that's closer to the wall. And the other one that's further from the wall is the Chitzoina. However, says the Gemara, Man Da'amar, the opinion that holds that they walked one following the other, Zuachazu, so the Pnimius is Hach the Mekarva LeBezdin, is the one that's closer to the Bezdin, and the other one, the Chitzoina, is the one that's further from Bezdin. The Tanan says the one we learned in our Mishnah, Pnimius Nachelis V'Chitzoina Nesrefis. So says the Gemara, Bishlom Man Da'amar Zuachazu, that the Pnimius was eaten and not the Chitzoina, that was burnt. So according to Mandom, that they walked one behind the other, after the Pnimius Nachelis, we understand why the Pnimius is eaten. When the Asir Chatzoyna came up, the Karmen Toidah went in front of it, and since it went first, it made that spat Kadosh, and therefore, when the Karmen Toidah that followed it walked there, it was already in a spat that was Kadosh. And as we discussed earlier in our shir, if a carbon is taken outside from the place where it may be, it loses its Kedusha. But here, the outer one was never in a place that was in Kaddish. The inner one was in a place that's Kaddish. Elamandam Zuk Negzu, they were walking live. Tavai Ba'adir Dadi Kadukachi, what makes one more than the other? Ask the Gemara, Ula Tamech, let's drill down. Lamandam Zuachazu, that they went one behind the other. Chadami Makacha. So we're saying the first one made the spat Kadosh, and the second one was already eaten in a place that's Kadosh. But that's not true, because haven't we just learned, Hakosh Lainasim Kol Eilu, Tanandi, you have to have both kabbalists there to make the spat Kadosh. But Filaman Damer, as we're going to learn, that says achas b'kol elu, that if you didn't do everything, it's still going to be kaddish. Chad mitzvah, it's still one mitzvah, the two carbon toivda. So how can we separate the two of them? El amar Rabbi Yochanan, the way to understand is that af dal pi navi necheles, dal pi navi nesrefes. This was the instruction that they were given. Bring two carbon toivda. Both carbon toivdas are necessary to be makadish that place, and then one will be burnt and one will be eaten.